A guten Moid. Daf Mem Gimel is the recording from the previous cycle.
Today's Daf is Yevamos Daf Mem Gimel, and we are on the top line of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the Mishnah and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph that discussed the halachos of Havchana. The halacha of Havchana is that a woman who was married has to wait 3 months before she remarries. So that if she was divorced, or an almana, or even in the context of Yibum, if she was married, now she's no longer an Eishes Ish, she's allowed to get married to anyone. So the halacha is that before she remarries, she has to wait 3 months. And the reason is, the Gemara gave timeim for it, and Daf Mendezim and Aleph, but generally speaking, because if she would get married before 3 months, we're concerned that she may have a child right away, and there will be a suffix whether the father of the child is her first husband or the father of the child is a second husband. And that obviously is an issue for several reasons. Number one, the pasuk says, "Liyo is the chole lekim lezarecha acharecha," and Rashi quoted the Gemara that says, "Ein shchina shoyra elo lavadoyim." So we have to make sure that we know who the father of children are, because otherwise there's no hashoyis hashchina. Rava said that in the event that we don't know who the father of the child is, it could come the day Isurei Chayvei Krisos or Chayvei Lavin. There's other different potentially assumed that can come about from it. Stating that, the Mishnah mentioned a Machloikis Tanon, which is going to be the subject of today's daf, the majority of today's daf, that discussed how far did the Chachamim take this Takana of Havchana. And Kipshute, when you read the Mishnah, there are either two or three Shitos. But generally speaking, the Chachamim, the Tanakama, the first Shita mentioned in the Mishnah, holds that the Halacha of Havchana applies in all situations. So that any time a woman was married and now is remarried, there's going to be an Isser Havchana. Meaning, whether the woman in her first marriage was an Arusa, whether she was an Asua, whether she was a Basula, whether she was a Meula, whether the second marriage is going to be Erisin, whether it's going to be Nisuan, any variation that you can come up with, where a woman was married and now she is getting married for the second time, there's an Isra Avchana. Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda says that being that the whole halach of Avchana is merely to make sure that we know who the father of this child is, so it only would make sense that the halacha should apply b'chai gavna, where she was in a matziv that she could have had a child from either one of the two husbands. So that if she was married b'nesuin to the first husband, and now she's going to have nesuin to the second husband, both marriages implied a heter bia. Now there's a concern if she has a child. Is it Reuven's child, the first husband, or is it Shimon's child, the second husband? But let's say she was only b'irisin with the first child. So there's no shaila that if she would have a child, it wasn't from the first husband, unless she's a Rishia, because the halacha is that one is not allowed to have bia if all you have is erisin, or if the second marriage is only to be erisin. Or as the Gemara quoted a brisa on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara discussed a case where he was a chayla, she was a chayla, or he was the Beis Asurna, she was an islandess, an akara. Any situation where there is no suffix that if there's a child, who the father of the child is, we're going to know who the father of the child is. In that case, says Rabbi Yehuda, we're not concerned. The third Shita mentioned in the Mishnah was Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is a little bit unclear. We'll discuss Rabbi Yossi by Arichos later in the Daf. But stating that, although Rabbi Yossi Shita is unclear, Rabbi Yochanan the Gemara said Halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. Mar had a problem with that. That how could Rabbi Yochanan say Halacha ki Rabbi Yossi? The first Shita mentioned in the Mishnah was mentioned without any specific Tana being attributed to it. In other words, it's what we call a Stam Mishnah. We know Rabbi Yochanan Shita throughout Shas is Halacha ki Stam Mishnah. So how could Rabbi Yossi? How could Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like Rabbi Yossi? It would seem to be neged the Stam Mishnah, and Rabbi Yochanan Shita and Shas is Halacha ki Stam Mishnah. So Gemara said, no, that's not a kasha, because although it is a Stam Mishnah, the first Shita is mentioned as a stam, there is no Tana attributed to that Shita, but in that same very Mishnah, right after we mention the stam, the Machlokes is mentioned. We mention Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Rabbi Yosi Shita, and although Rabbi Yochanan Paskin is a Lachak Stam Mishnah, that's only if all you have is a Stam Mishnah, but stam, the Achakach Machlokes, there you don't say that. So the Gemara digressed for a few moments with to the Halachis of Machloikis v'achakach stam, stam v'achakach machloikis. This idea that Rabbi Yochanan Paskin is like a stam mishnah, how do you define stam mishnah regarding that? The Gemara told a story with Rab Nachum, so maybe we'll just pick up actually from that, we'll see it inside. So let's start actually 5 lines from the bottom of Mem Beis Amid Beis. Rab Avo, Mistamich fa'azu Rab Avo, akasvi de Rab Nachum. Rab Nachum was a Talmud of Rab Avo, and he was once walking together with his Rebbe, Rab Avo, in the street, shamei mankit va'azul Hilchos Amineh. He was saying over halachas. Aboy Amineh. So Rav Nachan had an opportunity to talk to his Rebbe Rav Avo in learning and ask him a shayla lahalachas. So he asked him, achloikis v'achakach snamai. If you have a mission that mentions a machloikis, and afterwards there's a das yocha that's mentioned belosh and stoma. We don't have any town attributed to that halacha. What's the halacha? Meaning Rav Yochanan said, we know halacha kis tamishnah. Is that a gather of snam mishnah? Or being that it mentioned the machloikis previously, not. Amalesi told him halacha kis tam. No, being that the machloikis is mentioned before the stam, that would be consistent with halacha kistam mishnah. Stam v'achakach machlokes. What if the stam is mentioned first and afterwards the machlokes is mentioned? Mai omale ein halacha kistam. There the halacha is not the stam. Stama de masnisen u machlokes bebraisa mai. What if the mishnah is a stam mishnah? So in the mishnah itself, all you have is a stam. There's no machlokes there, but there's a braisa that elaborates on the mishnah, and in the braisa there's a machlokes. Omale halacha kistam. Even though it's a stam v'achakach machlokes, and if the machlokes would be in the mishnah, you wouldn't have the rule halacha kistam. But being that the machlokes in this case is in the braisa, not in the mishnah, the braisa negi the mishnah is less choshev, the mishnah is a stam mishnah, hilchosok is stam. What about fakert? Machloikis b'masnisa and v'stama b'braisa. What if you have a machloikis in a mishnah, you have a stam in a braisa? Amalesi told him, same thing. The author of the mishnah was Rebbe. The author of the braisa was Rebbe's Talmud Reb Chiya. If Rebbe didn't know this stam, then how would Reb Chiya know that? Meaning, Reb Chiya can't know more than his Rebbe. Rebbe? So that we would disregard the stam that's mentioned in the braisa, and the halacha again would be like the machloikis b'masnisin, and the fact that there's a stam in the braisa wouldn't necessarily mean that the halacha has to be like that stam. Says the Gemara, Amalei. So Rav Nachum heard what his Rebbe Rav Avoh told him. So he said, I have a problem with what you said, specifically with regards to the Mishnah and the Braisa. But now we're going to the Mishnah, unrelated at all to anything that we've been discussing. Misrek shel pishton, a comb that was used to comb flax. Shenit lushinov, that it's missing its teeth. The teeth of the comb fell off. V'nishtar v'shnayim, there are only two remaining. So the halach is tmeis. It's still considered a keli. It could be Makabel Tumah. This is a Mishnah Masechtas Kalim. Masechtas Kalim deals primarily with the halacha of Tumas Kalim. We know a Kali can be Makabel Tumah, but only if it's functional. If it can function as a Kali, then it's Makabel Tumah. But once it loses its status of a Kli, because it was damaged to the extent that it can't be used as a Kali anymore, at that point, it's not Makabel Tumah anymore. So the Mishnah is discussing this comb that was used to comb flax. Some of its teeth fell off. Is it functional or not? It depends. If two of these teeth are remaining, it's tame. It's still considered a keli. The achas, if all it has is one, tohir, it's going to be tar. The kulan shenitul achas achas b'fnei atzman. What about the teeth themselves that were removed from the brush? Are they mekabel tuma? Tameis, they are mekabel tuma. Shel tzemer, if it was not a comb that was used to comb flax, but rather a comb that was used to comb wool, shenit v'shinov achas b'bintayin. So apparently they used to, the way those combs looked, they were in sets of three. There were three teeth in a row. So if you took the middle of the three, so you have the two outer ones, not the middle one, tar. Then it's going to be tar. Neshtar b'gimbo b'makamacha, but if you have three in one place, even if all the other teeth in the comb was removed, still tame, it's going to be tame. But if you have three in a place, but one of the three was the one that's all the way at the side, so around the rim of the comb there were teeth. Those teeth were a little different than the ones that were in the inside of the comb. So the halacha is tar, it's going to be tar. So if you have three together, it's good, unless one of the three is the chitzayna. Then it's going to be a problem. Nitlu beis, let's say you remove two teeth. Are the teeth themselves mekabel tuma? So vasan lemalakeid, if you took them and you made them into a tweezer, you took the two teeth, you brought them together, you're using them as a tweezer, they're going to be tame. Achas, if you removed one, it could also be tame if the heskina l'ner. If you used it as a, you prepared it to be used as something, utensil that you're going to use to clean out a ner. Oile mituach, or if you use it to stretch out a beggar, tailors used to do that. To me, there too, it's going to be tamei. So that's the mission over here regarding a comb that was used to comb flax, a comb that was used to comb wool, whether they're mekabel tuma when they're missing some of their teeth, whether the teeth themselves are mekabel tuma. What do we want from this? For kaimelo, we paskin dein halacha kais a mishnah. The halacha is not like that mishnah. And l'chayra, Rav Nachum assumed, the reason the halacha is not like that mishnah is because there's a braisa, there's a tesefta somewhere that brings this same halacha and makes a machloikis out of it. So it must be because it's a stam mishnah, but there's a machlokes in the braisa, and we're nemming on the deya that argues with the stam mishnah in the braisa. I thought you, Rav Avoh, just said stam b'masnis in a machlokes b'braisa. We assume the stam mishnah, not the machlokes in the braisa. Amalesi told it back, maminedahi. That has nothing to do with this rule. You know what? We don't pass like that mishnah, not because of the machlokes in the braisa, but the reason is the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Amit Ravayo Zu ain't a mishnah. It's not a good mishnah, not because of the machlokes in the braisa, but the mishnah itself was flawed. My time, because if you go through the Mishnah says the Gemara, you'll see there's problems with it. Because if you go through the Mishnah, there's a stira between the Reish and the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Tani, the Reish, the Sefer of the Mishnah said, Shel Tzemer, Shenitlu Shin of Achas Mebein Tayin Tar. So the comb that was used to comb wool, you had three teeth in a row. If you took the middle one out, it's going to be tar. Hanesh Tayro Bishtaim, it sounds like. Let's say you take one of the outer ones, you would have two. As long as two together are going to be there, sounds like it's going to be Tomei. And then the same Mishnah says, Nishtairu by Gimel Tomei. If all three are there, Tomei, Gimel in Shtaim Loi. So you have a steer in the Mishnah. If you have two together, is it Tomei or is it Tar? So you see the Mishnah is Mishu Beshes, it has problems with it. That's why the Halacha is not like this Mishnah. Nothing to do with the Machlokes in the Braisa. But the Gemara says, no, it's not true. My question, I can answer that question very easily. It's not a steer. Dilma Habigavaisa, Habivariosa. There were different rows on this comb. So perhaps the outer row would have to have three. The inner row, even if we have two, that would be enough, so it's not a stira. Elo miyachad. There's a different reason why the Mishnah has an issue. The Tani, because the Mishnah says v'kulon shenitul achas achas bifnei atzmon t'meis. The Reish of the Mishnah said regarding the comb that was used to comb flax that if you took the teeth out, the teeth themselves are mekabel tumah. Va'avakaf le'yaskina. It sounds like even if you didn't prepare it for anything, you don't have in mind to use it for anything specific. Being that it can be used for something, it's considered a keli. It's mekabel tumah. And then ema seifa. The seifa that's discussing the teeth from the comb that was used to comb wool that were removed, there it says, that if you took out one tooth and it was used to, you, and you had in mind to use it to clean an air or to stretch a baguette, then it's going to be tummy. Hiskina and loy, hiskina loy. Sounds like you have to prepare it. So you have a stira. Do you have to prepare the shinayim or do you not have to prepare the shinayim? You have a stira between the reisha and the seifa. So it's for that reason, says the Gemara, that the halacha is not like that mishnah because again, it's a flawed mishnah. Amar Abaya, that's not either a kasha. I can answer that kasha. Maish kushi, duma habikatayu, habaloikitayu. Maybe whether or not you have to have in mind specifically, or you have to prepare it for a particular usage in order for it to still be a clean to be mekabel tumah depends on whether when you took it out it had the little bit of wood on it from the comb, I guess, or not. If it had a little bit of wood, so the wood would be like the base yad. You'd be able to hold it, so it'd be considered a keli, even if you didn't prepare it for anything particular. But if you didn't have that little piece of wood, then maybe it wouldn't be considered a keli. So maybe the Reish is talking about where it had the wood, therefore you don't have to prepare it for anything. The safest one where it didn't have the wood, therefore you do have to prepare it. Amar Papa, a different dichoy to this kasha. My koshiv domo habikatinta habalimta. Maybe it depends on how thick the teeth are. If they're thick, then it's considered a keli on its own. If it's a little bit thinner, then it's not considered a keli. So that can't be the reason why this Mishnah is not a Mishnah. Hello, you want to know why there's no raya from this Mishnah? Mishum de Mesaimi Davanki, Davakni, because the Daikonim, the people who really knew Mishnayos, they read this Mishnah a little differently. We have the Girsa that it's a Stam Mishnah. They said, Zudevei Rav Shimon. No, it's not a Stam Mishnah. That's why the Halacha is not like that. So it's not a Kashan where Rabbi Avoh said that Stam V'achikach Machlik is in a Braisa, that the Halacha is like the Mishnah, not like the Braisa. Why is the Halacha not like this Mishnah? It's not because the Machlik is in the Braisa, and it's not because there's something messed up with the Mishnah. It's inherently, because all the steers that you would seem to appear in the Mishnah, we could be Miyashev. The reason is because it's not a Stam Mishnah. We have it a Stam Mishnah, yeah, but the Daikonim, they know that really it's Zu Divrei Rab Shimon, period. Sholach Rab Chiba Rabin sent the following halacha, Ma'arsin Toich Gimel, that although there's a halacha of Havchana, but that's only regarding Nesuin, where there's an issue that there may be a suffix, who the father of the child is. But Arison, where anyways you're not going to have Bia, so there won't be a child, there won't be a Shiloh of a Mu'beres. The halach is Ma'arsin Toich Gimel. That was either Rabbi Yehuda Shita or Rabbi Yosi Shita in the Mishnah. V'chein oisem maisa. And Rabbi Chiya Barabin added, I've seen halacha l'maisa, I've seen bat deidin and paskin this way. This is definitely the halacha l'maisa. V'chein hoi Rabbi Lozma l'amdein v'shem Rabbi Chanina Agadol. And we heard that Rabbi Lozma used to tell us in the name of Rabbi Chanina Agadol that Rubei shal rishoin v'rubei shal shlishi v'amtsoi shalit. That not only ma'arsin toich yemo, but another kula in the halacha of Avchon. And that is, you don't even need 3-4 months. If you have the majority of the first month, the entire second month, and the majority of the third month, that itself is going to be enough. There's a discussion in the Poskim whether we mean months in terms of calendar months or more me'es la'es from when the woman became with Teres L'shuk. So it's a discussion exactly what this means. But the point is another kula in the halachas of Avchana. Amemer shor li'oris b'yom tishin. Amemer allowed a woman to have erisin on the 90th day, meaning not during the 3 months, but on the last day of the 3 months, he allowed it. But Rav and Shmuel said you have to wait 3 months, and 3 months exclude, and it's including the day that he died, the husband died, assuming she's an almana, and it's excluding the actual day of the erusin, meaning the erusin can't be on the last day. You have to have a full 3 months, right? Says the Gemara, Ahul inyamei nekesitmas. He told him back, no, that it's true that Rav and Shmuel made a statement that said, chutz miyam shemesboi, and chutz miyam shemesarasavoi, but they didn't say it regarding the halacha of Avchana, they said it with regards to a different halacha. They said it regarding a menekes. It might Rav and Shmuel damit shavai, it's trichel ham de chavta al chodesh. Right, we had the halacha yesterday, then a menekes has to wait, chavta al chodesh, Rav Shlomo Kluger, but there's a loch of Chof Dalet Chodesh, 24 months that you have to wait before you marry a Menekes. It was there that Rav and Shmuel said, Chutz Miyam Shen Eilid Boy, V'chutz Miyam Shen Nesar Saboy. So it's 24 months, but don't count those 2 days. V'ahu Da'av Atzud Aseris and V'yem Tishin, V'av Sedei Rav Alis Su'udah. Say, Freit the Gemara, there was a story where somebody made a Su'udah Aseris on the 90th day, and Rav told him you have to throw the Su'udah out. He didn't allow it even on the 90th day. So you see, that even regarding Avchana, it's chutz miyoyim shenes arsaboy. So the Gemara says, who said this nesuin avoy? There was nesuin. Nesuin is mochamer. Erisin, although we're machmer during the 90 days, but not on the 90th day itself. Nesuin is mochamer. There, even on the 90th day, is going to be an issue. Hilcha, so what's the halacha? Tzricha lahamtin chavdal chodesh regarding a menekes, chutz miyoyim shenoylad boy, chutz miyoyim shenes arsaboy. And also, vitzricha lahamtin gimel chadashin, chutz miyoyim shenes boy, chutz miyoyim shenes arsaboy. That is the halacha. So before we go weiter, there's two interesting tshuvas that are discussed in the place. Number one, there's a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is in Evin Ha'ezer Chelik Beis, tshuva Kuf Chavav. And the tshuva begins that he received a letter from, he refers to him as Harav HaMufla, Rabbi Akiva. He was a Rav somewhere in Europe. And apparently this Rav, this Choshev Yid, had gotten married to an almana. And he was under the impression that this almana had already waited 90 days from when her husband had died. But he says 8 days into their marriage, she somehow told him, Masiach lefituma, how her husband died, and when her husband died, and he worked backwards, did the arithmetic, it turned out that he had gotten married before 3 months. And he felt very bad about what happened, and the Gemara says, the Chassam Sofer brings that what he did was, umiyat sovach malosa, he started yelling, kikruchyo, he got really worked up, v'girshami beisa, he threw her out of his house, v'holachu miyad lebeis hakneses, hakedosha, he went to the beis hakneses, lezvadeis berabim, and he said vidui publicly, ala machshelo. On this terrible thing that happened. And he sent the Chassam Sofer a shayla, and he wanted to know, is there anything that he needs to do? So is there anything from a tshuva perspective, from a halachic perspective? I guess now he calmed down a little bit, maybe he's willing to remarry her. So what's the story? Oh, so Yom said, that was a shayla over there. So the first thing that the Chassam Sofer discusses is whether or not we believe him when he says that he didn't know. Why is this different? It seemed to be a classic example where, for example, he quotes in Yerideh, Simen Kuf Yotes, where there's a sheikhit, and we find out that a sheikhit was serving, he was selling behemoths that were treif to his customers. And they came to him, and they asked him, what's going on? He said, I had no idea, I didn't realize. Really, there was a hole in the lung? I had absolutely no idea. So it's halacha, psuk and shulchan aruch. Do we believe the sheikhit, or do we not believe the sheikhit? So the halacha, based on a tshuva, Rashba, is we don't believe the sheikhit. A person is not neman to say sheikhit koyisi. It's an easy way out, but we don't believe him. You're not believed to say sheikhit koyisi. So this person is being he's saying that I understand that I married this woman at a time that I wasn't supposed to, but he's also saying that he was a shaygig. Says the Chassam Sofer, the first thing we need to discuss is whether or not we even believe him that he's a shaygig. So it's a nice schmooze, it's really not our sugya right now, whether we would believe him when he says shaygig yisi or not. But the Chassam Sofer says that in essence it doesn't really matter. Because even if he was a mazid, the halacha would be that if somebody married a woman, toich gimel chadoshim, when he's a mazid, the halacha would be he has to give her a get, he has to be poirish from her, but only the amount of time that he was with her. That's what he says. So that he was with her for 8 days, so obviously you'd have to wait the full 90 days, in which case, at this point it had already passed, plus the amount of time that he was with her, you would have to now separate from her. So if you're with her for a year, you would separate for a year. But here he was only with her for 8 days. And we believe him that he was only with her for 8 days. So right now, by the time the Chassam Sofer got the letter and sent the letter back, all the necessary amount of times had already passed. So the Chassam Sofer says, there's no issue anyways. You're allowed to get married anyways. Basically, the amount of time that you were with her, but Isser, that's how much you would have to, it's like a knas, that's how much you would have to separate. That's what he says. But at the end of the tshuva, the Chassam Sofer says a dover nifla. He quotes a Tosfos that we've learned together many times. Tosfos in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara discusses Esther. Esther was married to Achashverosh, and to Mordechai at the same time. And Tosfos asks Akasha, then how is it possible, the Lashon HaGemara is, that she was, she used to be together with Achashverosh, the Toiveles, the Yosheves Bechekos Shel Mordechai. She was literally living Bia with Mordechai and Achashverosh at the same time. Freik Tosfos Vim Toimar, this is really the sugi to say over this Tosfos. V'holoi hoya sham afchana shloish chadashim sharei b'chol yoyim hoya oiser rasha matzu yatsa. There was no afchana of 3 months. There's halach of afchana. How could he live to both of them at the same time? Tosfos says, we've mentioned this Tosfos many times. V'yishloi v'shoise v'shanash is b'moich. Machloik is the Masha and the Turi Evin. Who'd it... She used the moich with. Did she use the moich with Mordechai? Did she use the moich with Achashverosh? It plays into the history because Achashverosh and Esther had a son Daryavish, who was the Persian king who gave Yidden permission to build the Beis Hamikdash. And based on the arithmetic, it would come out that if she used the moich with Achashverosh, she couldn't have had a child with Achashverosh until the very end of the Purim story, when she goes into Achashverosh, Beratzin, Beheter, at which point she's now usher to be with Mordechai. Now she doesn't have Yiddishu of Avchan anymore. Now she doesn't need the moich anymore. But that's at the end of the Purim story, which would make Daryavish 3 years old when he becomes king, 4 or 5 years old when he gives Yidden permission to build the Beis Hamikdash. The Dayovish, the famous Dayovish that gave Yidden permission to build the Beis Hamikdash, is 5 years old. So it's Sarachin. But that's a discussion in the Marsha and the Turiyev, and that's something we've talked about several times before. But the Chassam Sofer at the end of this tshuva says that it always bothered him. A diuk nifla in this Tosfos. Listen to this diuk. Vim toima frey Tosfos. V'aloi hoya sham havchana shloisha chadashim. Sharei b'chol yoyim hoya oisei roshim matzli yatzah. Frey Tachsam Sofer, what does Tosfos want when he says that she was with Achashverosh b'chol yoyim, every single day? And what if it would have been every other day? There still would have been an issue. He says, why did Tosfos need it for his kasha? How did Tosfos know it? In fact, at the end of the story, when Mordechai tells Esther to go to Achashverosh, Achashverosh is already 30 days, they haven't called me. So it sounds like it wasn't every day. What bothered Tosfos that Tosfos felt he had to say, Sharei b'chol yom hayu rashi matzli yatzah. So it says the Chassam Sofer, based on a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, if he thinks he knows the Teretz. Because the Gemara says that we learned yesterday, Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara asked the Kasha, why do you need a Avchana? What's the whole issue with every Avchana? Why don't we just Boidik the woman and find out whether she's a Mu'beres or not? What was the Yisayt of the Kasha? Be married to Reuven. Reuven died, sit Shiva maybe, and then afterwards marry Shimon. What's the problem? 3 months later or so, there's going to be a child. So you'll be Boidik every day. You'll find out when she showed the simonim of a Mu'beres. Work backwards 3 months. Apparently things were more regimented then than they are today. You'll work backwards 3 months. You'll know exactly when she became a Mu'beres. The Gemara says, the reason we don't do it is, Shalit Askan al-Baila. I gave different reasons why we don't do it. But it sounds like be'etzem, it's possible for someone to live with two people at the same time. And as long as you do the bedika to figure out 3 months later, exactly to the day when she became a Mu'beres, you'll know who the father is. There's just a cheshbon why we don't do that. But be'etzem, there is a bedika, says the Chassam Sofer, that's why Tosfos needed b'chol yoyim. Because had it not been b'chol yoyim, Tosfos' kasha wouldn't have been a kasha. She could have been boil Mordechai one day, and then Achashverosh the next day, and every single day she'd have like a log, she'd know exactly what went on. 3 months later, she'll find out whether she is a Mu'beres, and if she is, she'll work backwards, she'll know who the father of the child is. So Tosfos, it wasn't an Eitzi, you know why? Sharei b'chol yoyim hayoyse Rashi Yatzla. Every single day. That means it had to be the same day that she was with Mordechai, she was also with Achashverosh. Then there'd be no way to know who the father of the child is. That's what Tosfos had to say. Beautiful Chassam Sofer. That's one tshuva. Another interesting tshuva that I saw, this the Daf al Daf brings. He brings a tshuva from the Aderes. Hagoyin or Aderes Atzal. Besifra Uber Oiver Oirech. So he brings over there a story where there was somebody who prepared a chasana. He was going to get married. 90 days. For the woman, it was going to be 90 days from when she had previously been divorced. And they prepared it, the mechotonim came, the whole chasen, everything was ready to roll. And then mamish, at the last minute, as they were about to maybe even go to the chuppah, they realized they made a mistake. They were off by a day or two. And as a result, there was a problem. The question was, can you go forward with the chasen or not? He wanted to argue that maybe you don't have to worry about the 90 days, because although it's a din l'katchila, but over here there was going to be, number one, a hefsid meruba, because you were going to lose the suda by the time you would reschedule the chasana. And number two, there was going to be a terrible kavod habrius over here. And he thought perhaps hefsed meruba and gadol kavod habrius shadoicha lois shabatayra, maybe you can go forward with the chasana. The reason I'm speaking this out is because it was interesting that he brought as a makar, perhaps, to be matter this chasana within 90 days of avchana. Very good. To be matter this chasana within 90 days because of Kavod HaBrius, the Tshuva Sarama. The Ramah's Tshuva that we spoke at Lent when we learned Masechtas Beya, where there was a chasana that happened on a Friday night that the Ramah was matir and it made a tremendous tumult. Such a tumult that the Rabbanim Paskin afterwards that you can't get married on a Friday in Krakow, lest such a situation come about again. But the Ramah, because of a Shiloh of Kavod HaBrius, allowed a chasana to take place on a Friday night, which of course is Asr Midina the Gemara, it's a Mishnah. Not allowed to get married on a Shabbos, Gzeirah Shema Yichta. The Ramah had a whole cheshbon based on Rabbeinu Tam and Masechtas Beya, where he was matirit, based primarily on Kavod HaBrius. So the Ramah said, if you see that Kavod HaBrius can work, if Kavod HaBrius can work to be matir a chasana on Shabbos, although Medina the Gemara it's aser, perhaps it could be matir a chasana toich tzaddik yoim, also because of Gadol Kavod HaBrius. But at the end he says, number one, he says, well, you said that the Svar have some ruby, you see, not that way, because you see, Rava was mafsid the Suda, maybe Suda's Erisin, Suda's Nesuin, so he talks about that a little bit, but at the end he quotes an important Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos. Tosfos in Shabbos, Chof Gimel Beis, I looked up the Tosfos, it's an important Tosfos, in Halacha, Tosfos says, She'ein ledamis gzeres chazal zelazel. You can't compare one gzeres chazal to another gzeres chazal. And just because you find that the Ramah, for example, was matter, a chasan on a Friday night because of Kavod HaBrius, doesn't mean Havchona he would have been matter also, so you can't be medama one to the other. So the bottom line is that he says that you can't compare one to the other. All right, so those are two tshuvas. We have a little bit more for the end of the daf. All right, so we're up to the next line. Chutz min ha'almona. So before we go weiter, so let's just chazer over the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah discussed halach of avchana. In the Mishnah, there were three shittas. The first two are very clear. The third is very unclear. And the third is going to be the topic of the rest of the daf. The chachamim in the Mishnah say that there's halach of avchana. Echad ba'ula, echad besula, echad arusa, echad nesua. If you're married, you can't get married again. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the whole purpose of avchana is we may not know who the father of the child. So where there's a concern of not knowing who the father of the child is, then you have to worry about avchana. But if there's no concern, for example, if you were only a be'erusin in your first marriage, or you're only going to be an arusa in the second marriage, in that case, you don't have to worry about it. Rabbi Yossi is the third shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol hanashim yisasu, all women are allowed to have erusin, chutz min ha'almona, with the exception of an almona, mipnei ha'evil. So based on the words of what Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi is allowing all women to have erusin. He's talking specifically about erusin. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He's being mater havchana bechai gavna, where all you're going to do in the second marriage is erusin, based on the fact that Rabbi Yehuda Svara, there's no concern of havchana if all you're doing is erusin. The one exception he says is almana. And the reason an almana can't do erusin is because an almana, by definition, is ba'avelos, her husband died. And being that she's ba'avelos, there's a moyet katon, there's a yeredeya de gecheshben, not an evena ezer de gecheshben, not a hilchas ishus de gecheshben, but there's a yeredeya de gecheshben that she shouldn't be able to get married, because within 30 days, there's a problem that you're b'avelos. Shloshim is an important period in avelos, so for those 30 days, you can't get married. So the Gemara jumps on that point. Rav Chizda said, is that true? Rav Yossi said, that an almana cannot get married for 30 days. She can't even become an arusa, meaning erusin is aser during the shloshim. Rav Chizda said it shouldn't be that way. Kal v'chaymer, mi kal v'chaymer u'ma, b'mak m'sha aser l'chabes, moter li'ores, ma d'chere time where you're not allowed to wash your clothing. The halacha is that you're allowed to become allowed to do erusin. Makom shemutal l'chav is a time that you're allowed to wash your clothing. Ein edin shemutal liyares. Ma'hi, what are we talking about? The time we learned in the Mishnah, Shabbos shechol Tisha B'av b'soicha. This is a Mishnah that the Masechta's Tainis. Shabbos shechol Tisha B'av b'soicha. Shvuah shechol by Tisha B'av. So if Tisha B'av was on a Wednesday that week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the week of Tisha B'av, also l'sape nalad take a haircut u'l'chabes, can't wash your clothing. U'b'chamishi on Thursday, mutim b'nei kovar Shabbos. V'tanya we learned in the Brayso, which the Gemara in this Hav Amina thinks means the week Shavuot Shachal Beit Tisha B'Av. Ha'am Mematin Be'askeyem Milisa Militin. We try to limit the amount of work we do. We don't do as much business. Milivnais building, Lentaya planting, Uma'arsin. However, we can do Erisin. Avaloi Koinsin. You can't do Nisuin. The Ain Ois is Sudas Erisin. Although you could do Erisin, but you don't make a Sudas Erisin. So you see that Shavuot Shachal Beit Tisha B'Av is Asur Lechaper Ulechabes, but at the same time, Uma'arsin. You could do Erisin. So the Gemara's kasha is during Shloishim, it's Mutter Lechabes. So how could it be then that Rabbi Yossi would hold that you can't do Erisin during Shloishim? That's the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi Yossi is saying that an Almana for 30 days, although there's no Avchana in Erisin, but there's a Yeridega, there's a Hilchas Avelos issue. You can't get married for 30 days because you're within the Shloishim. It can't be that it's Asur to do Erisin Toich Shloishim. This is a real, again, a Moed Cotton Shaila. How could you tell me it's Asur to do Erisin during Shloishim? It's Mutter Lechabes. If it's Mutter Lechabes, Kalvachomer, it should be Mutter to do Erisin. What's the Kalvachomer? Because Madach Shvuah Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av. That where it's also Lechabes, it's Mutter to do Erisin. So Kalvachomer, Toich Shloishim, where it's Mutter Lechabes, certainly it should be Mutter to do Shkech Erisin. Says the Gemara, Kitanya hi Koidim to Koidim. No, it's not a Kasha. Because this Mishnah over here that said, the Braisa, that said Koidim Azman Azem Ematim Beskeim Elisim Litim Elisim Elisim Miyarsin, the Braisa that said you could do Erisin is not talking about Shvur Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av. It means Koidim to Koidim. It means the time before Shvur Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av, meaning after Rosh Chodesh Av, but before Shavuot Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av, during that interim period. So Rosh Chodesh Av is on a Wednesday, let's say. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday would be after Rosh Chodesh Av, but not Shavuot Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av. It's the days following Shabbos, the week that Tisha B'Av is going to fall out. That's more chomer. But during those weeks, during those days, perhaps it's mutter Lechabes. It is Mutter Lechabes. And being that it's Mutter Lechabes, that's why it's Mutter La'aris. So you don't have the base of the Kalvachim. The base of the Kalvachim was that it's also Lechabes and Mutter La'aris. Not true. The Braisa that said Mutter La'aris was talking about when it's Mutter Lechabes, before Shavuot Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av. But Enochinami is Shavuot Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av where it's Asur Lechabes. So too, it's going to be Asur Le'aris. Omar Rava, but Rava said, you answered this Kalvachimer, but I have another Kalvachimer. The Koidim Nami Kalvachimer. Ma, Bemokim She'asur Lisa V'Litein. The Braisa said that Koidim the Koidim, whatever that man is, now we're suggesting that it's before this man of Shavuot Shechal Beit, you're not allowed to do business. And still, Mutter Le'aris, Mokim She'mutter Lisa V'Litein. Then, Avel, during the Shloshim, who's allowed to do business. During Shiva, we can't do business. Vafachti chagechem la'avel. We compare Avelus to Yantiv. And just like Yantiv Zasav Asiyas Malacha, it's a Gemara Maikon, so to Avel's not allowed to do Malacha. But that's only during the Shiva. But during the Shloshim, an Avel is allowed to do Malacha. So Einer Din Shemot Aliyaris, certainly you should be able to do Erisin. Again, same concept, different Kavachomer. Kavachomer is not from Lechabes, it's from Lisa Velite. Jemadoch, to Rosh Chodesh Av before Shavuot Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av, where it's also to do business, you're allowed to do Erisin. So Toich Shloishim, where you're allowed to do business, certainly you should be able to do Erisin, says the Gemara. Because of this Kasha, the Gemara says we have to change the Girsa in Rabbi Yossi and our Mishnah. Loi Teimod Rabbi Yossi Oimer Kol Anoshim Yisarsu, where Rabbi Yossi said, Kol Anoshim, he didn't mean that all women are allowed to do Erisin except for an Almana, suggesting that Almana can't do Erisin. Because it's not true. Almana could do Erisin. Why would Almana not be able to do Erisin right away? Because of Avelus. But there is no Avelus in your Erisin because of the Kavachem the Gemara just said. Ele'emo, so you have to say that what Rabbi Yossi meant to say was, Kol Anoshim Yinosu, that all women are allowed to do Nisuin. Except for an Almana. Almana can't do Nisuin. Why can't an Almana do Nisuin? Almana can't do Nisuin because there's an issue of Avelus. An Avel can't do Nisuin. Even the week before Tisha B'Av, you can't do Nisuin. It's just Erisin that was a problem. And the Chanami, Rabbi Yossi wasn't discussing Erisin, Rabbi Yossi was discussing Nisuin. What's the Gemara's cash, however? If Rabbi Yossi is talking about Nisuin, then what's Rabbi Yossi saying? Very good, very good. Kol Anoshim Yinosu. It's only an Almana that can't do Nisuin because of Avelos. But any other woman, Kol Anoshim, whether she was in Nisua or whether she was in Arusa, there's no problem. Freit the Gemara, Valesle, the Rabbi Yossi, Lahavchin, it would come out that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Avchana. Is that possible? So the Gemara says, yes. Leslie, Rabbi Yossi does not hold of the Isra Avchana, V'i Bo Yoseima, or perhaps La'olam Isle. Really, Rabbi Yossi does hold of the Isra Avchana. The Eimo, you have to change the Girsa again. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, not Kol Hanoshim. Kol Hanoshim cannot do Nisuin, because what if you were in Nisua previously? Now you can't do Nisuin, because that's Avchana. But rather, Kol Arusois, Girushois, yinaso. If you were an arusa and a grusha, why a grusha? So that there's no avelos, then you could do nesuin. Ah, isn't there an isra avchana? No, because you were previously an arusa. I mean that you were previously an arusa, it's for that reason that there's no iser avchana. But enechanami, had you been a nesua previously, then he would have never made this statement of yinaso, because if you go from nesuin to nesuin, that's an issue. That is mamashitas Rabbi Yehuda. We'll explain this kash a little better in a second. Says the Gemara, it could be nayu nesua le'ores. The nafkumina would be someone who was previously a nesua. Can you do eris now? Rabbi Yehuda savar nesua muteris le'ores. Rabbi Yehuda said that if in any tzad there's an erisin, if either she was an arusa to Reuven, arusa to Shimon, there's no isra avchana. In order for it to be an isra avchana, you have to be nesuin le'nesuin. One tzad erisin is going to be fine. So if you started off a nesua, now you want to do erisin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be mutter. Rabbi Yosi savar nesua asura le'ores. That a nesua is not going to be able to do erisin. It's only that an arusa will be able to do nesuin. But for a nesua to do erisin, that not. What should be the difference? The difference is because if we're nesua already, there's a chashash that maybe right now, ba'asher husham, you're a muberes. It's for that reason we say you can't get married right now. But if previously you were an arusa, there's no chashash right now that you were a muberes. So the whole svara to make it usher is that don't let an arusa get married b'nesuin, because maybe a nesua will get married b'nesuin. That chashash Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold.
So the bottom line. There's no effect to the arusa.
What's that?
There's no effect.
What do you mean?
I mean, the whole reason we don't let her get married for 90 days is because we're worried that we're not going to know who's the baby, who the father is.
Right.
There's a scenario, you don't have that problem.
And a chinami, but still he's concerned. That's true. Awesome. But still he's concerned.
What about
it's a gzera. It boils down to a gzera. Boils down to an gzera.
And Amana after shalishim before 3 months.
And a chinami. Then she would be able to. An almana min erisin. After 30 days would be able to. A grusha even right away. Or an almana, that's Rabbi Yosi said, after 30 days. The bottom line is what we just had over here was three mahalchim really had to understand shitas Rabbi Yosi and what the machloikis between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda was. The first pshat in the Gemara, the machloikis Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda was a moikot in the machloikis. Meaning they both agreed as far as hafchana goes that if there's any tzad erisin, so there's no real chash right now of hafchana, it's going to be mutter. The nafkamina was, Rabbi Yosi said a chiddush in Hilchas Avelos, that was that an almana is not allowed to marry even be'erisin toich lamed yoy. So therefore, the almana would have to wait, even before she did erisin, 30 days. Rabbi Yehuda argued with that, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of this chiddush, that there's an issa erisin toich lamed yoy. The problem the Gemara had with that was the Kal V'chaimer. The Gemara is going to get back to the Kal V'chaimer. But for right now, that's the issue the Gemara had. But that was the first pshat in Rabbi Yosi. The second pshat in Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of the issa avchana at all. Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of avchana. Rabbi Yosi is not talking about erisin, he's talking about even nesuin. That's why he's worried about avelos, because nesuin certainly is also toich shloshim yoyim. But the point is, Rabbi Yosi's shita is there's no issa avchana. The third shita, Rabbi Yosi is talking about nesuin. Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of this chiddush that you can't do erisin toich lamed yoyim during the shloshim. Of course, Rabbi Yosi holds of the issa avchana. What then is the machloikis Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? The machloikis is if she was previously in a suah and now she wants to do erisin, is that okay or not? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's okay. Because although previously she was in a suah, maybe she's a muberes, but right now, like your kasha, right now all she's doing is erisin. Rabbi Yosi argues, Rabbi Yosi holds a gzera, that the only time that tzad erisin is a maila is if previously she was an arusa, where right now she's vaday not muberes. But if previously she was in a suah, in that case, there's going to be an issue. Says the Gemara, so for Rabbi Yosi, nesua asua liaris, according to the third pshat that the Gemara said, Rabbi Yosi holds of this Rav Chana, he holds, however, that an Asua can't do Erisin. Although an Arusa could do Nesuin, an Asua can't do Erisin. Faith the Gemara is that. So, over time, we looked at the Bryce, Rabbi Yosi, Yoimakal, Noshim Yisartsu, Chutz Min Almana, all Noshim can do Erisin, with the exception of Almana, Mipnei Yo'ibol. Vekama Evil, Shalosh Loishim Yoim. Vekulon Loyin Nasu, Ad Chiyu Lehem Gimel Chadoshim. So, the Gemara is going to dissect this Bryce. Hi, my question. So, the Gemara says, what part of this Bryce are you asking Akasha on our new understanding of Rabbi Yosi? And our understanding of Rabbi Yosi is that a nesua can't do erisin. From the ratio of the Braisa, where Rabbi Yosi says all nashim can do erisin, which would imply even a nesua, but that's exactly Rabbi Yosi's words in the Mishnah. And in the Mishnah, what did we do? We changed it. We said, we changed the words of Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah. So certainly, if we could change it in the Mishnah, Mishas Yinasu. You could change it in the Braisa too, right? We just finished saying a Mishnah is much more firm than is a Braisa. So if you can edit the Mishnah, you can certainly edit the Braisa. Elami Seifa. Maybe the Kash is from the Seifa. Diktani, the Seifa said, Vikulam lo Yinasu, ad sheyu lehem gimel chadashim. It sounds like in Sube Hudalai. You just can't do Nesuin. Ha Isru Se Shapinami. Erisin, you can't, even if she was in Nesua previously. Amar Rava. Rava said, that's not either a Kasha, because once you changed the Girsa in the Reisha, you might as well change the gears in the safe as well. Tiritz ve'ema hachi. Rabbi Yosi, ema kola rusois grushois yinasu. Chutz mena amana mebnei ibo. Ve'kami ibo shalosh shloishim yoy. Ve'nesuois lo yis arsu. Ad shi yehe lehem shloisha chadashim. Period. Meaning we change the girsa in Rabbi Yosi, and as a result, we can make Rabbi Yosi, we can back in this braisa into our new understanding of Shitas Rabbi Yosi, and that is Rabbi Yosi holds of Avchana. Rabbi Yosi's only makel from an, go from Erisin to Nesuin, but he's not makel to go from Nesuin to Erisin. Says the Gemara, Valmono minho Erisin mi isla ibul. So we're saying now that Almona minho Erisin would not be able to do Nesuin. According to the third pshat in the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi said all Nashim can do Erisin, chutz minho Almona. It sounds like that there's a chutz min Almona. And what does Almona mean? Almana minha erisin, not almana min anasuin, because almana min anasuin, Rabbi Yosi is machmir. That's where Rabbi Yosi holds of the Isra Avchana, which would imply then that almana min erisin cannot get married right away, because that's what Rabbi Yosi is talking about, and has to wait 30 days. Meaning there's dine avelos for an almana min erisin. Again, this is a hilchas avelos sugya, it's a maikotin sugya. But the Gemara says, almana min erisin mi isla ibo, does she have dine avelos? Vatani Rabbi Barami, ishtay arusa, if someone's wife is an arusa, so someone had erisin, he had kedushin, he didn't have nisuin, loy oinein, there's no halachas of aninus, v'loy metamalo, if he's a kohen, a kohen's allowed to be metamalo to a karev, not if all you had was erisin. This is an important brisa, incidentally, for a seder noshim. This comes up a lot. So erisin, what is erisin accomplished? What is Nesuin accomplished? That's what this Bryce is discussing. If she's an Arusa, there's no Aninus. A Koyan can't be Metamet his wife that's an Arusa. Vechein he, it goes in the reverse. She, Loyoy Nenes, is not an Oinin if he dies. Veloy Metamaloy, she can't be Metamet him. Mesa, if she dies, in a Yarsha, he doesn't Yarshin her. Mesu, if he dies, Govik Subasa, he gets the Ksuba. So you see from this Bryce that there's no Dine Avelos by an Arusa. Where do you see that? So it's not so clear, because Bryce really doesn't discuss Avelos. So it could be you see it from Loy Oinein, from the fact that there's no Aninos. We'll see. We'll get back to that when we finish the Gemara. Ella says the Gemara, but what's the Kasha? So the Kasha again is that you have a Mefurisha Braisa that says that Almanim and Erisin has no evil at all. If Almanim and Erisin has no evil at all, so you can't say that Rabbi Yossi Shita really is that... that we're talking about that a Nesuin to Erisin is going to be a problem, because then you're going to have to say that Rabbi Yosi holds that there's Avelos min Erisin, and we know that's not true. Ella says the Gemara, you have no choice but to go back to the first Pshana Rabbi Yosi. The first Pshana Rabbi Yosi was that Rabbi Yosi agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that there's no Havchana as long as one side of the equation involves Erisin. Nesuin to Erisin, there's no problem. Erisin to Nesuin, there's also no problem. When is there a problem? Only if there's Nesuin and a Nesuin. What was the kasha on that? The kasha was, then what's Rabbi Yosi arguing with Rabbi Yehuda? The pshat would be, the way we have the simple reading in the Mishnah, they're arguing in a Hilchas Avelos Digi Machloikis, whether one is allowed to do Erisin Toich Lamayoyim. What was the kasha with saying that Rabbi Yosi holds you're allowed to do Erisin Toich Lamayoyim? Mar had a problem with that from Shavuot Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av. The week before Shavuot Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to do work, and still you're allowed to do Erisin. So Kal v'chomer, Tainas the Gemara over here, certainly here it, there should be a heter Erisin. That was the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, it's true, there's a Mefurish Abraiso that says that there's a heter to do Erisin the week before Shavuot Shechal Beit Tisha B'Av. However, there's another Braisa that mentions the Machlokes, meaning not everybody agrees that way. So the Rabbi Yosi could be held like the other Tana. El Tana, the Tanya Rish Chodesh Vada Tainis, from Rish Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av itself, Ha'om Mematin, the rest of the daf is simpler. Ha'om Mematin, Me'eskeyem, Me'lisa, Umilitain, Me'livnois, Vilintoya, Umile'ores. Again, Mematin, we're not doing these things. So we don't do business, and you don't build, you don't plan, plant. Additionally, there's no erisin. Umilisa, there's no nesuin. Shabbos shechal tishah b'av b'sayicha. Once it's for shechal b'tishah b'av, then it's already more chamer. Also l'saper u'lechabes. The yeshayim some say that it's also l'saper u'lechabes kol achodesh. The entire month. But either way, you see, there's a daya. There's an opinion over here in this price. You can't do erisin the week before shvur shechal b'tishah b'av. Based on that, the whole premise of the kal v'chomer would fall off. The meilas miyushav Rav Yosi. The kashm Rav Yosi was, isn't it keneged this kal v'chomer? It's not a kash on the kal v'chomer. Maskel Rav Ashi, how do you know this brisa is a makar that there is an issa eris in the week before shvur shechal b'tishah b'av? Mimayde liyaris mamish. How do you know when it says in the brisa that there's an issa eris in it means the actual erisin, Dilma Lemiev, it's Sudas erisin Rudasa, maybe it means Sudas erisin. And Sudas erisin, even the first Braisa said is going to be Asa the week before Shvur Shechal B'Tishbav. But holy Yarish Apadav, maybe erisin is Mutter, meaning maybe everybody holds erisin is Mutter. If everybody holds erisin is Mutter the week before Shvur Shechal B'Tishbav, then so too it should be Mutter Toich Shloishim. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, if Le'ores means Sudas erisin, then when it says Milisa, you also can't get married Nesuin, Linasin Nami Lemiev, it's Sudas erisin Rudasa. Halisa Shapadami, it would sound like it means the same thing. That can't be, because everybody agrees you can't do Nesuin during Chodesh Av, even before Shvur Shechal B'Tishah B'Av, so then it would be inconsistent. Le'ores means Sudas Erisin, and Lisa means the actual Nesuin. Who has a problem with that? L'chur, we have to be consistent. So if Lisa means the actual Nesuin, then Le'ores means the actual Erisin. So you have a Raya, then, that Erisin is Aser. So again, it's Miyushav the Kasha, on Rabbi Yosi, Samar says Hachiyashta. No, it's not a kasha. Bishleim in a suin below suda ikasimcha. El erisin below suda miyakasimcha. Maybe liyaris means suda erisin. The suin means the suin itself. And what's the swara? Because erisin itself is not a time to rejoice. If there's a suda, now we're talking already. But the suin, even without the suda, is a time of simcha. And it's for that reason it would be usher to have suda erisin. And it would be also to have Nesuin even without the Suda. So again, maybe Erisin means Sudas Erisin. So it's Hadra Kushiel or Duchte on the first Mahalach in Rav Yosi. Isn't it inconsistent with this Kal V'Chomer? And since the Gemara Elam Rav Ashi, Shani Avelus Chadosha, Me Avelus Yeshono, V'Shani Avelus the Rabbi, Me Avelus the Yochi. You can't ask me a Kasha from Tish the Avelos on Chodesh Av to the Avelos of a regular Avel, because the Avelos of Chodesh Av, number one, is an Avelos the Rabbin. Number two, it's an Avelos Yishon, it's an old Avelos. Second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in the year 70. So we're talking about 2,000 years. So something that happened 2,000 years ago, so approximately 2,000 years ago, so over there, it's an Avelos Yishono, and it's an Avelos the Rabbin, Tzoris Rabbin, Chatzin Chomer. So that Avelos is not so Chomer. As opposed to when somebody's mourning his own wife, his own spouse, his own relative, that Avelos is more chamer. That Avelos is more chamer. Over there, by that Avelos, it's going to be more chamer. There will be an Isser even to have Erisin. So that is the Maskona Sagemara. So just, should we speak out one thing or should we speak out two things? Speak out one thing. So there's a interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe in Igus Moshe. The tshuva is in Yerideya, Chelik Aleph, Simin Reish Chav Dalet. It's a long tshuva where he discusses a lot of different halachas in Hilchos Avelos, a lot of the things that we learned together in Masechtas Maikotin, a lot of those sugyas. The tshuva was actually a response to a shaila that was sent him by Rav Tuvia Goldstein, Zatzal. So Rav Tuvia Goldstein sent him different halachas in Hilchos Avelos that he went through with him. The majority of the tshuva deals with a katan, l'inyan Avelos. So when we learned my cotton, we spoke about the halacha, that is that a cotton doesn't sit shiva. So there seems to be stiris in Dine Avelos, whether Avelos applies to a cotton or doesn't apply to a cotton. On the one hand, is that we rice kriya for a cotton. On the other hand, the cotton does not sit shiva. So the poskim already asked the kasha, then the kudas hakesef, the shach, the noy de bihudin, the dogam revava. And there's different reasons given why there's no mitzvahs chinuch when it comes to a cotton. So that was the shmuz over here. But toich dvarav, he brings that an interesting chiddush from, it brings an interesting shadow of Tuvi Goldstein. That was, he wanted to know what would be the halacha of Avelos on Tisha B'Av. So a regular Avelos, that's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. There's no Avelos by a cotton. Why not? That's a question. But what about the Avelos of Tisha B'Av? Would he have the Avelos of Tisha B'Av, or would he not have the Avelos of Tisha B'Av? So Tuvi Goldstein tainet, l'chayr it's a kal v'chaymer, based on the Gemara, Yevamas Dafman Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara said that Avelos on a kariv is more chamor than the Avelos of Tisha B'Av. For two reasons. reasons. Number one, the Avelos of Tisha B'Av is an Avelos Yeshana, and number two, it's an Avelos Derabim, as opposed to this, which is a new, it's a Frisha Avelos, Avelos Chadasha, hence Avelos Deyachid. It's for that reason, it's more Chomer. L'inyin Rabbi Yossi's Chiddish, that it's also to do Erisin during Shloshim of an Avelos of a Karev, although, with regards to the Avelos of Tisha B'Av, there's no way to do Erisin. Shvur Shachal by Tisha B'Av, could be it's going to be Mutti to do Erisin. So you see that the Avelos of a Karev is more Chomer. So he said, Madoch Avelos the Karev. The Aloch is, there's no mitzvah chinuch, and there's no Avelos for a Katan. So he said, Kal v'choymer, there should be no Dinei Avelos, there should be no Chiyav chinuch, be Machanach, a Katan, be Inyone Avelos when it comes to Tisha B'Av, and Shvur Shachal by Tisha B'Av, because a Katan is exempt from Dinei Avelos. That was his suggestion. And based on that, he asked the Kasha and the Magen Avraham, and that's where Moshe discusses over here in the Tshuva. So Moshe responded based on a Mefurash Taisus right over here in the Sugya. He says, the emesis, Taisus asks the Kasha, because the Gemara came out l'maskana that an Avelos of a Karev is more Chomer than the Avelos on Tisha B'Av. But at the same time, when the Gemara built its original Kal V'Chomer, you saw chumras that the Avelos of Tisha B'Av has that the Avelos of a Karev doesn't have, such as doing business or Isur L'Chabes. There were clear chumras. That was the whole premise of the Kal V'Chomer. Madach, you find certain chumras and still there's a Het Erisin. So certainly there should be Het Erisin by Karev. Meaning, at the end of the day, there are certain chumras that you have by Avelos and Tisha B'Av. They don't have Avelos of Karev. So Tosfos asks as a Kasha, Freik Tosfos, at the end of the day, the Gemara is coming out that the Avelos of Tisha B'Av should always be more kulidik. Then how come we find certain chumras? So Taisa brings from Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said a chiddush. He said that although the Gemara said that Avelos of a Karev is more chumra than Tisha B'Av, it depends with regards to what. The Gemara was discussing specifically the Aloch of Erisin. Now, being that the Gemara was discussing specifically the Aloch of Erisin, regarding Erisin, there it would be more chumra, your own Avelos of a Karev, versus an Avelos of Tisha B'Av. But with regards to, for example, doing business and washing clothing and doing things like that, there enochinami avails the Tisha B'Av is going to be more chomer. Aye, what's the reason? What's the svara? Why should it be more chomer? Says Tosfos, because what's going to happen? Being that the rabbim is doing the avails, if everybody's going to do business, it's going to be a tremendous kalos roish in the entire avelos. If a yochid who is an ovel, he's toich shloish and he goes to work, so there's no kalos roish in the avelos. One person, nobody even knows he's an ovel necessarily. It's not going to be such an issue. But Tisha B'Av, which is dafkan avelos derabim, it's a mili defarhesio over there. Kibos and masumatan, Rabbeinu Tam says, was considered a mili defarhesio. A mili defarhesio, we're more machmer by an avelos derabim than we are by an avelos deyachid. So says Rav Moshe that it's true the Gemara said that an avelos derabim is more cool thing. But Tosfos already said, Rabbeinu Tam, that you have to know which halacha. So let's sit down, let's make a cheshbon. Let's take this halacha of a katan. Does it make sense to be more machmer on a karev, or does it make sense to be less machmer of a karev? Says Rav Moshe, I can make the argument, maybe to be more machmer, because being that it's a davar shel rabim, we want that. Ordinarily, the mitzvah of chinuch is going to be a kalos reish, a mitzvah of chinuch, if we're not going to be mechanech the katan. So says Rav Moshe, fakaret, based on this Tosfos, he wanted a dingzik with him. But then he said a very nice svar. He says that what's takiv shat that there's no avelos, there's no chinuch when it comes to avelos on a katan? What's the reason? So we spoke out a nice svar that we don't want to be, the whole idea of chinuch is chanoich l'nar al pi darkoi. We're trying to train the katan so that when one day it comes time to do the mitzvah, you put on tefillin when you're a katan, so that when you're a godlin, you have a chiyuv to put on tefillin. You're going to know what you're supposed to do. So, do we want to train a child to learn how to be an avol? We don't want to have to worry about avelos. No, when it's time to be an avol, he'll ask his rav, he'll figure out how to become an avol. But chanoich lenar and dinei avelos, it's not something that we want to do. It's a hergish hazah. But Rav Moshe brings this svara from Kadmonim already, a variation of it. He says that the whole idea of chinuch is that you're one day going to have to do a certain mitzvah, so you have to be prepared to do the mitzvah. So he says a mitzvah that comes, behergol, that's always going to be there, that's the type of mitzvah you have to be mechanach a child to. But something that's b'mikra ba'alma, that punk, it may just so happen that it's going to happen over there. There's no mitzvah of chinuch, says Rav Moshe. That's a svara by an avelos deyachid. But the avelos derabim of tish, that happens every year. I mean that it happens every year. Over there, you're going to have to worry about it. He says the one mukim, the one basis to perhaps say this svara of Rav Tuvia Goldstein would be according to the Dagum Ravava. Dagum Ravava said another pshat on why there's no avelos by for chinuch. Why is there no chinuch by avelos? What did Dagum Ravava say? Because an Avos Potter from Talmud Torah, and being an Avos Potter from Talmud Torah, at the same time that you're being Mechanech the Katan, the Nihuge Avelus, you're also pattering him, you don't learn this week. That's a negative message that you're teaching the Katan. He's Potter from Talmud Torah. The question is, why is Talmud Torah Ode from Avelus? So stay tuned to the Bar Mitzvah Pshat. But that's already based on the Koshek of a Goyen. Teach my son how to say Kajaglova. But Hashem Yimkom Doma, Chelik Aleph and Eretz Tzvi, Simen Tazayin with a Kajaglova, says a beautiful Chiddush that a cotton is chayiv in Talmud Torah Midei Raisa. We've spoken this out in the past from the Rogachova, the Rogachova, and the Kajaglova. Say that backwards three times. So based on that, a cotton could be as chayiv in Talmud Torah Midei Raisa. Avelus is like any other mitzvah, is only chayiv in the Rabbanon. Maybe that would be the Svar. But here, Moshe says, if the Svar, why there's no chinuch by Avelus, is because of the dogma of Talmud Torah, that Svar we'd have by Tisha B'Av as well, because Tisha B'Av also a cotton is chayiv in Talmud Torah. Then Moshe has a whole arichos. Is that true? Is a cotton really potter from Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av? Why can't you learn Torah and Tisha B'Av? When a cotton learns Torah, does he have Simchas HaTorah? Does he not have Simchas HaTorah? Ayin Shalom, it's a beautiful tshuva. Kedarka B'Kodesh, Ramosha, in 3 pages. He's Makif Ganshas.